Dylan Meyer, tell us a little bit about what's going on for you golf-wise today. It's a little bit of a surprise for us media types to find you on the same side of the ropes as us.
Yeah. Today was I did the Monday qualifier, didn't get through, so don't have anything planned for the next couple weeks, and I figured I'd stay here a couple days to watch Nick do his thing, watch how he's been playing. You know, he's been playing well all year long, so I wanted to see it firsthand, and haven't seen it since college. So it was nice to see him come out and play well and shoot, you know, 7-under and do his thing.
How many tournaments have you been able to get into this year? I know everything's been tricky because of the pandemic and how the tours have been operating.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for the last year and a half, I've been doing Monday qualifiers just because Canada's been canceled. It's been tough with COVID, but, you know, I've Monday qualified 3 times, 2 PGA events, 1 in Puerto Rico, and then the Byron Nelson, and then 1 Corn Ferry event in Destin, Florida. So I was pretty happy with my play lately. It's a shame I didn't get in this week because I really like this tournament. I really like the guys that host it. But, you know, it's just all about moving forward and getting ready for the form tour.
Tell us a little bit about Monday qualifiers, because it seems like we see guys go out and shoot 67, 68. Seems like a great score, and then you're not playing that week.
Yeah, you know, people always talk about golf's a marathon, but on Mondays it's a sprint. You got to get low and go early. You know, even if you are, you know, 1-under through 9, there's a chance you can go have 5 birdies and sneak into a playoff, which 6-under is a great round anywhere you go. But for a Monday, it's, you know, you're trying to get into playoffs and get these spots. And it teaches you how to be a player of being aggressive, how to make these birdies when you need to. That's been a benefit for me because before, as I've been playing the dink and dunk game of, you know, I'll go shoot 4-under here and there, but I need to go shoot 7. I've been able to do that lately, and it's a grind because you're traveling all the time and you don't know if you're there for a day or 2 days or the entire week. So you got to mentally prepare yourself for just one day and hopefully for the entire week.
The Forming Tour, we just got a press release from them. It looks like it's 8 tournaments. There's one here in the Chicago area in Bolingbrook. Will we see you there?
Of course you'll see me there. I want to play in all of them. I'm excited for the one in Bolingbrook, especially the 2 in Indiana, West Lafayette, New Albany, and Covered Bridge. So being able to go and drive and not have to fly to every event is going to be really nice. And, you know, seeing, you know, Illini fans and people from home being able to come and watch me play will be great.
I mean, you said you're feeling better about your game. You know, all golfers, you have your ups and downs, and you get real hot for a while, and then it goes down, and then it comes back. And so where are you at right now? I know you had some struggles for a while, and it seemed like you were trying to regroup and pull it back together.
I got together with, you know, my team, and we figured it all out. In golf, you don't really figure it out, but we've been doing the best we can, getting myself back on track with the right equipment, working hard with Callaway, trying to get myself in the right stuff, going back to, you know, my college set that I had, which has been great, put myself in the right position with equipment to get my swing back to where it needs to be. And, you know, it's definitely trending in the right direction, being able to play in these Monday qualifiers, qualify, make the cuts in the tournaments that I'm Mondaying into, just building momentum for the form tour later on this here in June when it starts. So that's been the focus. If I get into Mondays, great, we're going to ride it out. But if not, we're going to just keep getting ourselves tournament and competition rounds for the form tour. That way, whenever I have 4 rounds, I can go play and know I have the confidence to do so.
Do you get back to U of I at all? I noticed that they spent a couple more million upgrading practice facilities and things like that. And I know Coach Small likes all you guys to be successful out on the tour, so I'm sure you can be in a donating alumni.
Yeah, you know, you know, pre-COVID, I was planning on going up there a lot, you know, over the summer and doing that. But with COVID and everything, university and all the rules, they shut down outsiders coming in because they wanted to keep, you know, COVID from happening and test positive and all that. But I know after COVID, once we're able to go back to the facility, I'll be going back. And hopefully my plan is I want to move there and I want to live there for a couple years, be around Coach, be around the team, the facility, and, you know, because that's where I got better at. And I feel like, you know, the first couple years as being a pro and developing myself on the PGA Tour will be very beneficial to be around Coach Small for that.
Was COVID an issue for you based on some of the health conditions you had in the past? Was that a bigger threat for you at all or no?
Well, it was weird at first because we didn't know. So if you had any kind of underlying issue, we took a lot of caution, you know, doctors calling, trying to figure it all out. But as we've progressed more and more, we found that, you know, certain vaccinations are better than others with, you know, the condition you have, such as ulcerative colitis or Crohn's. So we've been really taking in the information. I haven't gotten vaccinated yet, but we are waiting for the course of time to prove which one's going to be better for people that suffer with my condition. And that's the hard part. But, you know, I'm not going to let it stop me from competing and going out and play. If I get COVID, I get it. You know, I sit out a week, but, you know, that's all I'll have to do.